This is Molly Cruz, and you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Hey everybody, my name is Lou Lombardi. Welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Today we are going to be talking with Molly Cruz, not Motley Crue, Molly Cruz, a California girl, and we're going to have a good time. Molly has a great record out. We're going to listen to her track, Come Back to Me. And we're going to have a lot of fun with it. But first, a couple of bits of business. You are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You want to go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. We have some awesome merchandise there, some cool T-shirts, mugs, totes, anything you can imagine. It's a lot of fun. So go check that out at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Plus, there's a lot of great podcasts there with artists like Molly and a whole bunch of others that I've been talking to going on about 5 years. Now, it's going to be about 5 years, I think, next month that we've been doing this thing. And also, you do not want to miss our weekly live Facebook podcast, the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, with my co-hosts Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio and Keith the Hawk Hoggins. We have a good time. A lot of libations are usually consumed as we pick an interesting topic and play a lot of great rock and roll for you. So check that out at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Now, we've got Molly Elizabeth Cruz on the line with us today. You were born on 8/8/88 in Berkeley, California. That's supposed to be the luckiest day of the century, according to the Chinese tradition. Let me ask you a question. Are you feeling lucky?
Oh, yes, absolutely. especially to be on the show, definitely.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's go ahead. Molly, why don't you tell us a little bit about, we know when you were born. So tell us a little bit about, like, how you got passionate about music. What kind of, like, how'd you got bit by the bug, and what kind of inspired you to get started in the first place?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I've been singing ever since I can remember. I think I started in, like, school choir and music classes and really singing first. So, like, that was always my first big passion. And, you know, then I got into musical theater and acting and dance and other forms of art. But, like, singing and music and writing songs has always been my big passion. So, yeah, I mean, I just remember being in high school and middle school just obsessing over different records and different bands. And, I mean, that's always been my constant. That's what's carried me through my life. It's, like, my greatest passion, my greatest love. So,
what were some of the artists you were, like, obsessing over when you first got into it?
At what age? There have been so many. It's so hard to pick.
You said you've been singing, you were singing like in choirs and stuff in chorus, yeah, and everything at a young age. So who was, what sort of a vocalist or something or that were sort of inspiring you, or maybe, because at a young age when we start, we very often want to imitate our idols. So did you have anybody like that you were trying to, like, you wished you could be? Little fantasies?
Gosh, I remember, well, I don't know. Let me think. I loved, like, Mariah Carey when I was really little. You know, like, I remember those first records she had when I was really itty bitty. So yeah, for sure, her, Whitney, like some of the really big pop artists, you know, that were huge when I was growing up. What else? And then as I started getting more into music and instrumentation and things like that, then it was, you know, people like Django Reinhardt, Glenn Miller.
You're a schooled artist. Did you go to college for music?
I didn't actually. I went to college for theater. Okay. But yeah, I mean, I've been.
Those are sort of
lessons, yeah, singing lessons all my life. So for sure, definitely trained.
Yeah, those
sure
are kind of the theater and the music kind of are kind of cousin majors,
yeah,
you know, in college, of course. So you started out, so you've just been kind of singing, you know, imitating whoever you want to hear. When did you really kind of start to put it out there in a sort of like professional way or as a sort of a career?
I went to LA, or I came to LA, I think in 2012. And initially I came down here to act and then started doing that. But then it didn't ever really feel right, because really for me, like, I felt like my creative control I didn't have any creative control over my work, because you're just waiting for the phone to ring, which didn't feel good.
Yeah.
So then after that point, you know, as I started to get, you know, deeper into, yeah, I guess my relationship with myself and my music, then I really started to write a ton of songs, and songs just poured out of me. And, you know, it was such a great period of writing. It was so fun. I think that was in like 2014, 2013, right around then. And then, you know, started performing, started meeting lots of people in the industry, started doing tons of gigs, and then started recording. So, yeah.
I'm reading here through your bio that you end up meeting Glenn Ballard.
Yeah.
So, like, has that, what has that sort of kind of led to for you?
Yeah, well, it started, I can't remember. Yeah, I think I was talking to my friend Nina, who was his assistant at the time.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, I'm looking. Or I was just like, hi, I really want some piano on this track. And she was like, do you want to work with one of the best piano players in the world? And I was like, ah, sure. Like,
no, I don't want that. I wouldn't want somebody the best in the world. That's crazy.
So then she hooked me up with Randy Kerber, who's a really famous orchestrator, and he played keys on Titanic, on so many people's albums. And then he is Glenn's writing partner.
Okay.
So then I would go in and work in the studio with Randy on songs, and I'd meet Glenn, and then that led to, yeah, meeting with Glenn. And that, it really, I mean, it opened my whole world up, I would say,
yeah,
because it led to so many more connections in the industry. Like, I met my current producer through him. Lots of musicians, so it all kind of flowed out of that. And he's such a wonderful dude. He's so humble, like, really cares about everybody. We haven't written anything together yet, but we're both so busy. We're like, we have to write together, like, sometime it's gonna happen, you know.
Awesome.
But he's a really great dude.
So you have an EP out right now. Now tell us about a little bit about how that came together. And is how new is this? Has this just come out, or?
Just come out.
Okay.
Yeah. Released it on Friday the 13th. Very lucky.
Awesome. Oh, you've been lucky ever since the beginning, so why not? Go for it.
Exactly, right? What was your question? How new is it?
Yeah, it's just like you said, just came out. And so tell us a little bit about, like, how it came together, who's on it, what's going on with it.
It's a lot of studio and touring musicians. A lot of the guys and gals I used, you know, tour with, like, some of the really big pop artists like Shakira and Charlie Puth and Adele and all those guys. So there's a lot of talent on the record, which is super cool. I'm really grateful that happened. All of the songs, I mean, they're about my relationships. They're about, like, that, you know, time in my life when I first started writing. And it's like a really big mix of genres. I guess it sits in Americana, but there's soul, there's country, there's a little bit of classic rock, a little bit of psychedelic. It's all of my it's my favorite fusion, like, all mixed up into one.
Awesome. Okay, we're gonna listen to I believe this is the opening track. Come Back to Me. This is the opening. Oh, and what is the name of these? Is it just self-titled, Molly Cruz?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Okay, all right. So, guys, check this out. This is Come Back to Me, Molly Cruz, on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Strange new place. Woke up so whole and free. I could feel your love for me. Wish I kept you in my sight. Fill me up to my tall height.
Still feel the same, so come back to me where can
a southern state. We haven't talked of late. Singing just to let you know that I'm yours if you'll have me so. Come back to me.
Okay, cool. Like, I love the little horn kicks in there. Kind of, kind of got like a little bit of a Bonnie Raitt kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. You know, very, very soulful, very groovy. Are you like, you're like kind of a roots kind of person? Is that kind of where your heart is right now?
What constitutes roots? What's your definition?
I don't know. Like, to me, roots is like anything that's like close to the roots, like blues, Americana, country, bluegrass,
yeah.
Folk.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
Is that a conscious thing, or is it just like, this is what just comes out when I play?
I don't know. Like, I write songs in a bunch of different styles. Mm-hmm. So yeah, for these songs, definitely. That's just what came out, you know?
Yeah. Right. Well, you're just kind of, this is your first record. So it's probably going to, you're probably throughout the course of your music career, probably going to explore a lot of stuff. You seem like you're interested in a lot of different styles of music and like working with a lot
definitely.
Of different music. Yeah. So what is, so what's coming up now? What does the next 6 to 12 months look like for Molly Cruz?
Probably going to start touring. So getting that all ready to go. And then, yeah, possibly working on a new project. I'd love to release music in about 6 months. We'll see. We'll see what I have time to cook up. So yeah.
That's when you, are you going to go out with a band, or are you just going to go out as a solo artist, or what do you envision doing?
I'm still determining. I would love to go out with a full band, and I'd also love to do acoustic. So yeah, I'm working it out with venues right now and yeah, seeing what would be the best fit.
Are you sticking like mostly like West Coast area, or where are you looking at? Like you're looking at Europe or anything like that, or?
Yes, looking at both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. So, why don't you go ahead and plug everything so people can find out more about you and, you know, the music that you do and keep up with, maybe if you're coming to their town, they can find out about it.
Absolutely. Totally. Let's see. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the social media sites, Tumblr, Molly Cruz Music. The EP is self-titled. Take a look at my website. It's www.mollycruz.com. And yeah, thanks so much for listening.
No problem. And that is Cruz with a K, guys. Cruz.
Yes, K-R-U-S-E.
That's right. We just want to make sure we clarify that. I can't find her anywhere. Oh, my goodness.
Totally.
So I know. All right. So where do you think this is? What is your, like, the big dream? You're just kind of jumping out into the ocean here. You know, you're putting out your first record. Where would you ultimately, I mean, what do you see? Do you foresee a time when maybe you might do some acting too, or what do you think?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I would, yeah, I'd be open to it for sure. Gosh, I wouldn't want to have to go through auditioning though. So maybe only if it's like I'm handed parts, to be honest. Nah, I'd probably be fine. But yeah, I don't know, the big dream. I want to get my music out there to as many people as possible and tour on a really big scale and get a really, really devoted fan base that I love and I keep in really close contact with and just keep writing and keep playing music.
Is writing really your Is it more the, do you enjoy, what process do you do kind of like is closer to your heart? The writing or the performing?
I mean, both are really fun.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I might choose writing, being in the studio, because it's such, I mean, it's just time by myself to play.
Yeah.
You know, to play around and create. Like, that's the most fun as an artist, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I got you. Awesome. Okay, everybody, Molly Cruz. You can go to mollycruz.com. That is Cruz with a K. And Molly, thanks so much for being here. I'm going to wrap up the podcast. If you could just hang out for a minute here, and I need to do a little business with you when we're done, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Lou.
No problem. Okay, guys, Molly Cruz there. Mollycruz.com is where you want to go to check out. And then there's all the stuff. You can get her on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And that is, again, Molly Cruz with a K. The new EP is self-titled. It is great. It's superbly produced. Just very well put together. Kind of one of those flawless first efforts. And you guys are really going to dig it. So you guys listen to Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Click the little tab there for some merch. Get yourself a very cool Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus t-shirt or sweatshirt or tote or mug or shot glass or whatever you like. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Whatever your poison is, we don't judge, and especially me. So check that all out there. Also, guys, do not forget about our weekly show on Monday nights on Facebook, where I go live with Lily V6 and Keith the Hawk Hawkins. It's a lot of fun. If you'd like some more behind the scenes stuff, you'd like some extras, you'd like to know a little bit more about music behind the scenes and watch some songs get written and put together, go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. You can party with me behind the scenes. I've got a lot of extras and goodies that aren't available to the general public, including my private Facebook group. So you want to check that out. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Thanks to Molly Cruz for being here. Really wishing her all the best. I think there's a very bright future here for this just very talented singer-songwriter. Really excited. So glad to, be one of the people to get in on the ground floor here. So, all right, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll catch you on the next Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus.